Okay, so my problem, I have to just
Yeah.
say this up top, you know that I have my
Let's go.
rants all the time. And I gotta tell you a funny rant I had the other
I'm
day.
all
But
ears.
I love my dentist. Let me just say, I love my
Yeah.
dentist. She is
Love.
amazing. And truth, I think I'd rather love my dentist more than I'd rather love my doctor because dentistry feels
Yeah.
more intimate towards your
For
face and in
sure.
your mouth. And like they're always doing something when you go to the dentist. You never go and they do
Good
nothing.
point.
Like when you go
Yeah.
for a doctor for a
Yeah.
checkup, like what are they doing? Weighing you, asking you how
Right.
you feel, checking your
Right.
heart rate, whatever. And like that's it. But when you go to the dentist, it's like everything could be perfect and your teeth could be pearly white, but like they're still gonna do that scraping thing,
And they're
right?
like, let's sit you down and then we're gonna just blast your face away.
Then
Yeah.
when they have the conversations
Yeah,
with you,
I
as much
know.
as I agree with like,
Yeah.
yeah, let's have a conversation,
Yeah.
it's literally the opposite doctor appointment to be having a conversation because you're in
Yeah.
my mouth's like this and like
Yeah.
pins and
Yeah.
needles and they're like, so how was the move? And you're like, I hang out, guy. And you're
I
like, what are you saying? And I'm like,
ha
can we just focus on what you're drilling something into my mouth? Can we
Well,
just focus for like
speaking of
20 minutes and we'll
focus,
kiki? Yeah, sorry.
I love that. No, I love that. Everybody, welcome to Shaken and Disturbed. We
Had to go right
are
into it, obviously.
in a hot button conversation right now. We started this before the show started, actually, and then we were like, let's just hit record. We need to talk about this.
Right.
Dental, and welcome, Darren. Welcome, of course.
Welcome,
It's been
Ben.
a minute because we took a week off for Darren's big move, and we'll talk about that
Yes,
in a
we'll talk
second.
all about it.
But yeah, we were talking about dental work. I almost had to postpone the show today because I forgot I had a dentist appointment where they were going to be numbing me. And I wasn't sure, just hours before this, if I was going to be able to even speak with my face numbed.
And depending
And
on where they numbed it,
yeah,
you
that's
know,
what I mean.
like
Like, I was like, what's
if
going to
it's over
happen
here, you're kind of fine, but if
on
it's
the right?
here, it's really
Yeah.
tough.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, totally. And luckily, everything went pretty normal for the most part. We'll get into that in a second. And I'm
Yeah.
able to speak. I do still feel, I can tell there's this little bit of remnants on the
You're
side,
drunk.
and certain words I am slurring, I'm noticing, like the top part of my lip isn't moving the way it normally does. So
You
certain
have
things are saying,
guys, he didn't go to the
yeah.
dentist. He got Botox. He just doesn't want to
I know, I was
admit
thinking, it's
it. So
funny
stop.
because even like 25 minutes ago, as I was like warm, like not warming up, but getting ready for the show, I was looking at myself in the Zoom because I had it set up already, and I was like talking to see what my face looked like, and I was like noticing my face wasn't really moving, and I'm like, is this what Botox is like? Is this how it works? So anyway, yeah, we were talking about what should we say? I mean, I was telling, should I tell them what happened, like the
It's
scary thing
just,
that happened?
you should tell them whatever you
Yeah.
want. But my
Okay.
point is stop having, let's not have conversations while your hands are in my
I
mouth.
know. Yeah, let's take a pause.
Maybe that's the lesson here today.
That's right. Okay, so what Darren is like kind of piggybacking off of is that, and I want to first say, love my dentist. I love the dental hygienist. It was
Of
the first time I worked
course.
with her today. Lovely person, whatever. And she was very like step by step with me. And long story short, I had to have the bottom right and the top right side of my mouth done today. Procedures, I'll keep it to myself for now, but I'll tell you guys eventually, maybe
You got
one
a
day.
boob
But
job, no big
I got a
deal.
boob job in
We
my
don't know what
mouth.
have to do
Nothing
with it. Yeah, nothing to see
to
here.
see. Well, you'll know
We'll
when you
get to
see me in
Ed Gein in
public.
a
Yeah,
moment.
exactly. You'll
Yeah.
know who I am in a minute. And so she starts on my bottom right quadrant, and everything's going as normal. And then she starts talking to me about something else. I don't even remember at this point because of what was just about to happen next. And then she kind of like turns back to me and she starts using, guys, her instruments, like handheld instruments, on the
Which
top
are
quadrant.
arguably the scariest
They are a little
instruments
bit
ever.
crazy. They
They're
are a little
scarier
bit
than
crazy.
anything I've ever seen at the gynecologist.
Okay, so that puts it into context for me
Put it
because
into
I've never been
context.
to a gynecologist. So
So you say.
that's, well, so they say. So she starts like using the instruments on my top part of my mouth, which has not been numbed yet. And I'm like, is this supposed to happen? And then finally she gets a little, and I'm like a little bit too uncomfortable. And I was like, and I paused, I put my hand up, and she was like, yeah. And I was like, are you working on the top? And by the way, I should tell you, the bottom part, like I said, was numbed. So if she was working on the bottom part, I couldn't tell. But
Right.
I knew I was starting
But
to
you were
feel a
feeling
little, I was
something.
feeling something on the top, and I was like starting to feel it more. And I was like, are you on the top? And she was like, oh my God. She was like, I'm so sorry. I just got to talking and
Yep.
And I will say, like, don't. I wish that she would have lied to me and been like, oh yeah, we should just numb that up real quick, 1 second, and like numb me and like gotten it over with. Because knowing that she made a little error,
You're never, and like, I'm of two minds of it. One is like, I'm glad she's honest, and it's like,
yeah,
oh,
that's
sorry, I
true.
got you talking. I just like you so much, and blah, 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 blah. Like, there's a comfort there. But at the same time, it's like, there is information out there that we always don't need to know. And if she was just like, oh, I didn't realize that was uncomfortable, I was going to numb you in a second. Let me numb you right now. You would have been like, fine.
I wouldn't have thought
You
anything
wouldn't have
happened.
flinched. Right. You would have been like, that's not a mistake. That was just her assuming that this
I
was
wish
not
you were my
uncomfortable for
dentist
me.
now. I wish you were my
Well, I don't think
dentist.
you would, but I might be, I might not talk and I might know how to numb you, but I'm not confident the dental work would be that good.
No, you would definitely mess my teeth up.
You wanted
But
all of these teeth gone, right?
yeah, you wanted everything extracted or just 10 of them?
Yeah,
No,
exactly.
and so, and I, like I said, it was very simple and it wasn't like anything. I wasn't in any pain, but I was getting to a point where I was like, this is, I don't think she knows that she's didn't numb me yet.
This isn't right.
And I will say, I've told Darren this. I think I might have mentioned on the show, I have white coat syndrome. It's a thing where I just
My
get a
brother
little
does too.
nervous. Yeah, it's been a whole thing in my life, but I still, I would say I'm over it, but I am a nervous patient, even if it's like you just said, Darren, like if I had to go into the doctors and get weighed, I would be like thinking about it for the 48 hours before that and probably
Right.
longer. So anyway, it was totally, totally acceptable, but it did kind of freak me out. And I was like, I told Darren, I was like kind of like shaking in the chair after, not because I was like scared or nervous anymore at that point, but I think my mental, like my body just kind of was like, oh, you weren't expecting that. And like, that's kind of freaky and you're still fine. I eventually calmed down, but I was like, it just kind of threw me for a loop, And
Of
actually, I'll just
course.
say this one last part and we can move on. But so she finally finishes everything and she's like, we could jump over and just do a little, like, just a little thing over on the left side. And we wouldn't even have to numb you fully. And I'm like,
Pass.
I was like, you know what? I think I've had enough for the day. I had been in the chair for about an hour at that point. And I was like, oh, by the way, I'm saying it like as for the show right now, but in the moment I was like, I think I'm good. And
I'm
she,
set. Thank
Yeah,
you so much.
she's like, you've had enough for the day, haven't you? And I was like, yeah, I think I have. So we'll
It
get that
makes
next time.
me, when I think about like history and history of the world, and obviously like medicine, dentistry, all the, I'm putting dentistry in medicine because it obviously is medicine. It's never been more advanced than it is today, right?
For
Like
sure.
there's never been something that we've backtracked on that we've gone later. So like there's technically never a better time, just why people are living longer, healthier, whatever. But I think
That's
about
right.
like, war wounds from the Revolutionary
I
War or the Civil
know.
War or people having gold and wooden teeth. And I'm like, not only was there no Novocaine, right? There was no numbness. And I know they used like I think cocaine like originally or
That
heroin or
sounds
something.
right.
They used
Something like
some
that.
type of illegal substance, but like the instruments, there was no like sanitization of any of that stuff.
Ooh, I
So
didn't think
like
about that.
I just think about that, especially with dentistry, because already, and you see it come out of that like that seal that it's clean,
Yeah, I saw
it's
that today.
fresh. But it's like sharper than a butcher knife. And I'm like, why is this going into my mouth?
Well, I will say this. You know what's weird? My phobia, my white coat syndrome, whatever. It's never been because I'll just say before we started the show, you were asking me about it and you were like, it's the noises. And actually, it's not the noises at all. And it's not even the sharp objects. It's just, I don't even know. It's something from my childhood for sure. I mean, I'll have to unpack that in some sort of hypnosis situation one day,
Well, you know
but
when they like scrape the teeth and you like hear
that
it,
was a little weird
even if you
today.
don't feel it,
I
that's
didn't
what I mean by
feel
the
it.
sound, like.
And I'm also like, how are you not just like chipping my enamel? Like, I'm like, how are you doing this? I'm so confused. Anyway, love dentistry. Thank you, dentist. I have
Big
beautiful white
fan
teeth.
of the
Big fan.
dentist. Big
Big
fan.
fan of dentists. Darren, to your point though, back like even just like 100 years ago, people used to die of cat scratch fever. Things
Right.
that are like very basic that luckily our immune systems and modern medicine have helped
Lucky
us
you won't die of
fight
that,
off.
not only because it's 2025, but because Magic is so fat that his like fat curls around the claws. So
The
he's just like literally
claws.
like pawing you.
He has
He,
no claws. They're just
poor
fat little
boy.
fingers.
Yes.
He has
His little
fat
chubby
fingers.
bunnies. Yeah, his little chubby bunnies.
Well, tell us
Yeah.
now. Thank you for listening to us talk about the dentist, you guys. And Darren, thank you for your moral support.
No, and thanks everyone for just being so flexible with my schedule because it has been
Yeah.
like moving in general. They usually, I don't remember the top three, but they usually say like moving, change of job, and maybe like divorce or having kids, like something with your family, like three traumatic events that people can experience in their lives. Like, and no matter what, like moving is traumatic, not because you're not happy about what you're doing, but just for me, like it's annoying. It's kind of crazy that you think about like picking up all of your
Yeah,
stuff,
the instability is
right? And then
crazy.
like moving your stuff, let's say a
Everything
mile
you own
away
will
is
be touched.
crazy. Yeah, like because there's really no difference between a move of moving down the block or moving 50 minutes away, right? Like you have to pick up your stuff and move it
And move
over
it
there,
there.
right? And
Well, and
it's
you moved across the country. Let's not forget that, which is
which
crazy.
somehow felt easier. It just
Really? That's
it did,
interesting.
and I don't know why. Maybe it was because like I had packed up to live without all of my things for so long, so I had all the basics. Whereas with this, I only had like minimal basics. But then, because I was like, well, the movers are coming today, and tonight we're going to be sleeping in a new place. So, like, you don't think I didn't, as much of a planner as I am, it was like I can't wrap my head around that stuff kind of until it's happening for some
Sure.
reason.
No, I get that. I'm the same way.
It's just like how I am. And so, it was just the longest. I mean, listen, moving is tough in general. It was the longest day. They came the day before to pack up everything. And then the next day they continued to pack up everything, and then we moved. And it's not like we were moving that far, but the drive, with traffic could take 45 minutes. So it's not as like you just like bip
Pop
bop
down the
back
road.
and right. It's not like that. And so you also don't realize like how much stuff you own, and I
Oh, I
remember
know.
my dad, when I bought the house, was just like, because they've been living in the house for about 40 years, and they were just like, you cannot believe the amount of stuff you're going to accumulate. Materialistic or not, it has
No,
nothing to
for sure.
do with wealth or materials or anything.
No,
It's just in your life, like, oh, that's a cool ticket stub. I'll keep that for, I'll put it in the
In a
back of the
drawer.
thing. Yeah, you'll put it in the
And
back
then
of
you
the
have
thing, or
10
like,
drawers.
And then you have 10 drawers of stickers and keychains that you've never used and you don't really know what to do with, but you also
Well,
feel weird throwing away.
if you don't mind me saying,
I do.
you guys do have a lot of little cutesy little tchotchke
Yes.
type of things. I hope you don't mind me sharing that.
It's
So
the
that,
toy like tchotchkes mixed with like bathroom things, because when you have two women, there's a lot of little products. You get the face masks, you get the samples, you get this. So all of it is like, and you can really only do that one by one, right? Like the way they pack up everything, like kitchen stuff wasn't that hard. Even my clothes aren't that difficult. We have to like buy some closet space, but that's not what the difficult thing is. It's the small little like, where the fuck am I gonna put this little figurine? But I also don't wanna throw it away. And like, maybe
Listen, do
I'll
you know how
show
many
you guys
Funko
some
Pops I
pictures of
have?
it. I'm actually looking at the Funko Pop of Fangatos, right? I put it on our like main shelf in the area. I
Oh,
don't know
of
if it's gonna change
us?
of
I
me, because I
know.
don't have
Listen.
yours. I don't have
Yes,
yours.
that's right. That's
Yeah.
right. Let Before we move on, who I know, and I am so sorry. One of you, do you know who sent this to us? Because I can't remember. And I
Wait a
don't know,
minute.
and I don't know where you asked me for our address, and I don't know where you asked me, and I cannot find it. And I'm so sorry, Darren. We get stuff from fans somewhat often nowadays, and I'm gonna start writing their names on the stuff because I can't remember and I want to cherish it. You got us an individual Funko Pop last year and I
And they
loved
were
you for it.
so
They're so
cool.
cool.
It's
They were
so
so
cool. I
cool.
love it. It's
Anyway, continue.
whether or not my wife will let me keep it is another thing.
Well, if she
On the
doesn't, send it to
display.
me. Send it to
No,
me. Don't
I'm
throw it
keeping
away.
it. I just
Oh,
don't know if
okay.
it's going to be front and
Oh,
center.
I
Like
see.
I have
Like
put
out
it.
into on your apart or in your house.
But it's just been, I mean, listen, I'm an obsessive. I talked about this before about closing my Apple Watch rings, like
Rings,
the
that's right.
Fitness.
Yes. Yeah.
And I told Nadine, I was like, because for me, when you move, like the main focus is like, let me get the house ready. Like normally I'd be like, let me go on an hour walk as my sort of my exercise or this and that. Now it's just kind of like, I gotta do this room. My mom's coming this weekend. I was like, I gotta get this done. And that has like allotted me like 18,000 steps and 9,000 calories, because it's a lot of energy to move. And by the end of the day, you're just wrecked,
Let me ask you this. Have you had any, if you don't mind me asking, have you had any time off to kind of focus in? Because I know you like to work.
Well, that was the problem is we moved officially in on a Sunday, and I took a Tuesday 6 a.m. flight to New York for
Oh
three
my God.
days
Now
and
you're
came
flying
back
across the country.
Thursday. Yeah.
Oh
And
my
so like
God.
I and Nadine works during the day and she's at an office during the day. So like it's not so like she couldn't like work on stuff during the day as much as we would get done at night. But so moving was hard. The day that they had packed up a lot of stuff, we had one night left in our apartment and Snoopy was like not okay with the boxes. I have never moved with
No.
an animal
Yeah, that's
before.
right. You haven't. Yes.
She's getting used to the new house though. She's like, oh, I'll
She
pee on this
will.
terrace now. This
Oh,
terrace looks good to poop
okay.
on. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, you're doing that.
Sure, we can do that too. We can just poop wherever we
Sure.
want now because it's our
Sure.
home. So
Yeah.
that's she recognizes that.
That's great. We love that for her.
And let us not underestimate the beauty of not having to share a wall with anyone.
Oh my God. Remember, I
The beauty.
listen,
The
listen.
beauty.
When I moved from Maryland to Pittsburgh and had to share walls again for the first time since I lived in New York, I don't love it. So yes, enjoy it, and I love that for you.
Well, I was going to say, you're a new homeowner, or at least like a new property owner, whatever, because it doesn't have to be a home. I'm just using that as a generic statement. Nadine and I went to IKEA in Burbank
Yes.
the other night.
Let's talk, 'cause I just went to IKEA too recently. Let's go.
I had not been to an IKEA
Me
in
either.
probably 8 or 9 years.
Okay, it's been a
Okay.
little earlier than that for me,
And
but yeah.
the last time I went, it was because I was building like a set, or we had to get like some equipment. So we were going for like a specific furniture piece to build something for this production I was working on. So it wasn't like
Okay.
leisurely gallivanting. But when I was a kid, my mom used to take me. We used to go to the ball pits. I don't know if you guys had those ball pits. I'm sure every place
Well,
did, but
yeah,
we
I know what you're
had
talking
them.
about. Yep.
So it was like fond memory. Swedish meatballs, the whole thing. So Nadine and I decided to go because there's a few like bathroom storage things that we want to get and stuff like that. So it might have been one of the best dates, Nate. It might have been better than our engagement. It may have been
What?
more fun than the engagement. I
Oh
think
my
Nadine would
God.
agree. It was the way that they lay it out, where you
I
just have to
know.
walk through everything and then it's all there and like looking at different storage ideas. But the best part was is we ate dinner there. So we had like full
That's really
cafeteria
cute. I know
style
exactly what you're talking
meal.
about.
John, first off, it's the
What did you
largest in the
get?
country, apparently. We
Oh, I didn't know that.
share the Swedish meatballs, which come with an ice cream scoop of mashed potatoes and peas.
That's
And then
right.
we shared a like cheddar baked cod, also
I
with
know what
mashed
you're talking
potatoes and
about.
peas with the gravy. And let me tell you something,
Not
it
bad,
was
right?
great. It
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
was
Listen,
so fun.
I was just gonna say, it's so fucking smart to think that if you're gonna go shopping for furniture, you're gonna probably be exhausted and hungry. So let's put a cafeteria in
And they
the
would like
store.
have vending machines because I hadn't been in so long, and I certainly don't remember eating there outside of maybe when I was a kid or my mom would get the frozen ones. But they'd have like vending machines being like running on low energy. Like,
Oh, I
here's
didn't even
your,
know that. That might be
energy
LA.
drinks. It was
Oh, okay.
so fun. And just going through people's, it's just, I never thought I was going to be this adult. You know, when you go with your parents to do things and you're like, am I ever going to care about Talbots and Ann Taylor
And
Loft?
oaken barrel or whatever it's
Guess
called.
what? Crate and Barrel. Guess
Crate and
what?
Barrel. Yes, thank you.
I do. And I
You
am
do
there.
now, and you are there, and you have arrived, and it's fun. Like I did the same kind of
Get
thing. I would.
yourselves to IKEA,
I
people.
didn't buy or I wasn't, excuse me, I didn't buy my home in Maryland, but I had my own home that I furnished, and
The
I
haunted one.
did a very similar, the haunted one, and then I actually moved to a different location as well that I rented in Maryland still, but
And that
it's
was a
fun, it's
house,
thrilling.
right?
It was its own house, yes,
So you get it, not
and
sharing
loved
walls
it.
with people. It's
That's
just
what I'm
like.
saying. I was only moving out of that my family home if I was going to have my own spot like that. So,
It
well,
needed to
that sounds
be.
really fun. I love IKEA too. I just went the other day. I went fully, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I went with no expectation and I was like,
How much
if
did you
I
spend?
was like, if I see something I like, I'm just going to throw it in my little bag, my little IKEA yellow bag.
You're an adult.
Well, I know I'm an adult with my own money.
You
Thank you
can
very
ruin your
much.
dinner. Yeah.
Exactly. So, it was like I didn't want to spend a lot of money. I didn't want to go like crazy in there, but I did buy, I don't know if you happen to have seen them. Actually, maybe you did. They have outdoor doormats that are black cats. Have you seen, did you see those? The black cat line that they have?
Is it like a Halloween
Yeah,
thing?
like a
Okay,
Halloween-esque
yeah. We didn't go
thing.
through that. We kind of
Oh, you
like
didn't.
skipped because
Okay.
we were just specific
You were
things and
focused
we
on the
weren't.
meatballs. Yeah,
Yes, yes, yeah. Of course.
yeah. Yeah, they have like a black cat theme this year and some of their Halloween stuff. And I was like, I obviously need to get this mat because magic lives at this house. And if you're gonna come in this house, you're gonna see magic. So I got that. I got two little whisks. I got a cute little like
Stop. I can't handle this
tray.
wild night.
I know. And by the way, it literally was like a
You're
Saturday
almost
night, and I
40,
was
John. Like,
by myself. So it's not like I was doing any kind of like fun
we went on a
romantic
set.
date. I
We went on
know.
a
You
Saturday
wanna,
night.
yeah,
Let me
you had a
tell you
great night.
something. So
Yeah.
I'm just
Were
saying that,
we there
like,
the same, it's sounding like we were there on Saturday at the same exact time.
that's kind of crazy, but I'm
That
sure
is
we
weird.
were.
I think we were.
It's just one of those stores. I compare it to like Costco and Uniqlo, where it's just like consistent and simple
Yes.
and just kind of
Yes.
like timeless, easy stuff. But
Yeah.
it's also one of those stores where
Good
it's like,
price.
I didn't know I needed it until it was right in front of me, and it was
Yeah,
like 98 cents. And I was like, I've never had a funnel, but I've needed a
I, that's what I'm
funnel.
saying. No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm getting a funnel.
Did I need a little tray with like a cute little illustration of an egg on it? No, of course I
Yes.
didn't. But also, yes, I did
Yes.
actually. And then so I bought it. And
IKEA
no one's gonna
sponsor us
stop me.
because, like,
Yeah,
this would be
hello,
a great.
IKEA. Are you hearing this? We're sending this to IKEA. Everyone listening, when you hear this, copy and paste the link from iTunes or whatever at IKEA and tell them to sponsor us. We need some sponsors, guys. We got to keep the show going.
Or they at
Anyway.
least need to know that we're big fans
And that we
because
actually ate their meatballs. By the way, on the way out, guess what I did?
it was good.
I didn't grab them. I went to the frozen little
Disinsection.
thing and grabbed a whole bag of them and had
Bushel.
spaghetti and a bushel of them had spaghetti meatballs that night at my own leisure on top of my egg tray.
Look at
Okay.
you, like such a European that night. You were like a little
I kind of
Italian, a little
was.
Swedish. I'm loving it.
I love
I'm so here for it. Well, get yourselves to IKEA if you want real romance. That's all I'm
it.
saying.
That's
It
right.
would be befitting though for you to meet a guy in
I was
IKEA.
hoping. Yeah, you know what? There are certain stores where I would be okay with like
Like, can
running
you
into
open
someone.
Tinder and be like, oh, it's 75 feet away, this man, and maybe you're not attracted to him, but does it really matter because he's in IKEA when you're in IKEA? And at this
Yeah, I thought
point,
you were going to be like at this age and at this point in your life, does it matter if you're attracted
you
to
don't have to
him?
have standards, John. That's
That's fair. No, you're right.
absurd.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't. Listen,
Maybe
we
not.
don't need another giant eagle grocery store boyfriend situation. Okay? Where I thought I was
Oh,
being hit on and he was
he was
multi-level marketing to
mapping
me. Yeah.
out your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy. Anyway, I was going to briefly mention sports and but John wrote no.
Oh,
Then
no.
wrote LOL
No.
JK. Just real quick, huge Giants fan. Tough being a Giants fan because we always are just since 2011 are just a losing fucking squad. So I
Yeah,
decided
why
that my
are you a
second
Giants
favorite
fan?
New Yorker. So I
Okay.
decided to be a Chargers fan, okay? Because they're in like the opposite division of the Giants. So you're not going against them, right? Like I could be a Yankees fan and a Dodgers
Oh,
fan,
okay, I see what you're
right?
saying.
But
Yeah.
when they play each other in the World Series, I'm a Yankee fan. If the
Okay.
Giants and Chargers are playing each other, I'm a Giants fan. But every time else, I'm a Chargers fan. Chargers started the season 3 games up.
Oh.
Giants lost the first 3 games,
Well,
okay?
we're done with the Giants then.
They played each other on Sunday. And guess who
Oh,
won?
the Giants.
The Giants. So I'm just
That's what you
like,
get.
that's what I get.
That's
It's going to
what you
be,
get.
I'm going to be rooting for a 1-16 team and a 16-1
And one
team. And I
team.
almost fucking get guaranteed. And it's just like, I just laughed to myself. I was like,
Yeah.
you fucking kidding me? Like,
No,
that's just,
that's the way it goes. You know, I was a huge Chargers fan as a kid. Reason being, I like the purple and the yellow starter jacket that the Chargers. Wait, is that the Chargers? No, what color are the Chargers? Blue and yellow?
blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow. That's what I was thinking. Blue and yellow. And I had my starter jacket. Do you remember starter jackets from when we were a kid? Were they a big thing in
Like
your world?
the warm up. I don't know if they were called starter jackets. Maybe they were
Okay, it
called something
was.
different.
There were these coats. They were made by the brand Starter, and every like football team had
I'm looking
one.
it up. I'm looking it up.
And everyone in my town, maybe it was just my town, had one. And you were not cool unless you had a starter jacket.
Is the idea that like you're a starter, like
No, that's just
classic
the name of the
starter
brand.
jackets?
That's just the name. The brand is called Starter. Oh, wait,
Oh,
maybe it's
okay.
not. Hold on, hold on.
No.
Am
Here,
I
hold on.
right?
Here, I'll send it to you in chat and you tell me if
Do you
this is
see what I
right.
mean? Like it has a little pouch in the front, that type of thing. Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
and
the chat.
it's like
Let me see.
nylon and like shiny.
No.
Really?
Stand
Okay.
by. I got one right here for you. Hold on. I
Guys,
know.
is it fascinating when we talk about sports
Is
or
it
is
fascinating to
it?
talk about things that are not available for you guys to see, like on your own
Yeah,
screen?
does this help
Here we
you
go.
or okay.
Cavaliers wine and gold starter jacket. Yes.
Are you ch okay, you chatted me. Okay, let's
Yeah,
see it,
chatted
people.
you. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those
Okay,
ones.
sort of like an anorak, but a jacket. I
I've
got
never
you.
heard of that, but that sounds correct.
Okay. Gotcha.
But they had like a really like insulated hood, and they were
Right.
just like the perfect winter jacket. Here's the exact one I remember having. Vintage starter jackets. You had to have seen these. Hold on, sending you.
I'm
Check that
sure I
Instagram.
did. I'm sure I did.
Remember those? Do you remember
Yes, those are
those? Okay.
classic, like
Yeah, like the vintage ones, exactly.
90s.
Well,
Yes.
listen, I wanted to be cool. Did I care about football? Absolutely not. But the
No.
only one they had was a Chargers, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'll take it. Whatever football team, I'll take it. I like the blue and the gold. And so that was why I like the Chargers. And you like them because you watch sports, and that was never going to be my
I'd just rather
truth.
root for a team that I can really get behind because it's just been so
Yeah,
annoying
that's
with the
not going to be
Giants.
them,
But
babe.
good, yeah. Well, maybe the Chargers. Might be the
Oh, that's
Chargers.
true. Maybe it will be the Chargers. Yeah.
So, John, listen, switching subjects entirely from starter
Yeah, let's get
jackets.
back into murder for a moment.
What do we have to do to get you to watch Ed Gein? What do we have to do?
It's
Tell me
not,
what we
first
have to
of
do.
all,
Tell me what we have to do. Tell me right now. Give me the instructions.
Darren is referencing a series of text messages that we sent to each other that you can see on Patreon if, of any tier. You can be any tier and you can see our texts.
Private
I
conversations
private
amongst
conversations
us,
are on
not knowing
Patreon.
that they were going to be subject. You did ask my
No, honest to
permission,
God.
but like
Yeah, I did.
natural reactions.
Natural reaction. I had sent Darren. Netflix had just recently released a trailer for their new Monster Ed Gein story
Comes out this Friday,
game.
October 3rd. Yep, Ed
Third.
Gein. And if
Gein,
you
thank
remember,
you.
we talked about him on Martinis and Murder,
Yeah,
and the
yeah, yeah.
thing that I remembered the most was, of course, the nipple belt.
We're not even, I haven't even gotten there yet. So basically,
Yeah.
guys, I sent this trailer to Darren after I watched it. And I was literally like,
No.
I tweeted that, or I put this on Threads. I was like, I've seen a lot. I've talked to a lot of true crime stuff. I've watched some of these scripted series or some episodes of these series. And that was one of, if not the most disturbing trailer that I've ever seen. And I
Did
sent
you
it to
ever
D
watch Sons of Anarchy? Sorry to interrupt. Did you ever watch Sons of
No.
Anarchy? Because
No.
Charlie Hunnam, who plays Ed Gein, who's like
Okay.
so good looking and plays the main guy,
Okay.
Jackson, in Sons of Anarchy. I mean, do you know what he looks like, Charlie Hunnam? Because he is a
No.
icon.
Okay,
Oh,
well,
like
I'll be
literally
looking him
look.
up right after this.
No, I was going to say,
Charlie
like, Google
Hunnam. Let me
image
look
him
him
because
up.
how he's playing Ed Gein is like literally the opposite of how he actually looks.
What?
Like, he's a stunning
He's
man.
a
He's
hunk.
a hunk. I was like, Charlie Hunnam can get it. Like,
Oh, his
certainly in Sons
teeth.
of Anarchy, but like
Oh, I'm
as Ed
recognizing
Gein,
him
you
from
know what I
Sons
mean?
of Anarchy now.
The
Wow, what good cast. Is this
juxtaposition.
Ryan Murphy?
Yes.
Ryan Murphy is so good at casting. Like, this isn't somebody you would look at and think of Ed Gein, but wow, he really does a great job with that.
He does a good
Anyway.
job and he's still good looking, but like in a very
Yeah.
like
He'd
disturbing
turn you
Ed Gein way.
straight, it sounds like.
Well, for a moment.
You'd consider it, yeah.
For a moment.
So basically what happened was I just sent this to Darren. I don't even think I sent it to you with any context, and you just wrote back, John, period. I saw this yesterday and knew we, in all caps, needed to watch. And I was like, oh no, that's like I hadn't even gotten to
You're like, just
the
ha-ha. I'm
I
just sending
wasn't
this as
even
a
I was
ha-ha.
just sending this to tell her how disturbed I was, and she immediately was like, we need to watch this. And I said, Darren, I can't. No, like I literally can't. I would not be well. To which you responded, John, period. And I just wrote back, it's a hell no. You wrote back, John, period. So three messages in a row with John, period.
Because I felt like I didn't need to say anything other than I'm going to let you talk,
No.
and I'm just going to repeat saying, John,
No, I know, and it's not
John.
happening. And I said it will be massive, which now that I know Ryan Murphy's attached, it will be for sure. If you want to watch it, I can talk about real Ed Gein and you compare the movie. That works, but I cannot watch that. It will fuck with me. Darren's response was, "So you're
John.
saying you can't handle, yeah. So you're saying you can't handle a belt made out of nipples? What's wrong with you? Samples." And I was like,
I
"Okay,
had to say samples
actually,
just as like just to end it because
just to
it's our new
really,
word. Yeah, just to really finish it. And also made me want to sample
No, don't. We're not even
a
going
nipple
there.
belt.
No,
But
we're not doing that.
I thought his Dahmer was with him doing Dahmer. I'm forgetting. I'm blanking on the actor's name. It was with Niecy Nash. What is his name? Evan
Peters.
Peters was excellent.
Yeah, he
He
won an
won the
Emmy, I
Emmy
think, for
for
that.
yep. He was excellent in it, and I really do not like. I didn't watch the Menendez with Ryan Murphy because I
I
really
didn't either,
don't tend to enjoy
No.
historical fiction. Like, I don't. I want to see a documentary or something like that. But I
For
remember
sure.
I was like, I'm going to give Dahmer a shot, and they did a really good job. So
I've
I'm
heard that.
looking forward
So you can go and
to
watch it to your
this.
heart's desire. We will do the Ed Gein episode and Darren can compare and contrast the reality because
Yes.
I just cannot watch it. I'm so sorry. I would love to be
Fine.
part of the rage, if you will, but I'm gonna just stay over here and have nice little dreams and not nightmares. Thank you.
Would you rather go to the dentist without Novocaine or watch the Ed Gein series?
That's a good question. Because I think it might
As we
be go
wrap
to the
up our full
dentist.
throated, full throttle discussion today.
I think it might actually be the dentist. No, that would hurt really, really bad. So I would have to watch the show. But I would be traumatized for weeks and months, if not years. So
Well,
anyway,
guys,
guys.
continue the bullying on online because eventually we will whittle John down.
No, it's
So
not gonna
just keep
happen.
it up. Insult him, make
No.
fun of him, do what you need to do, people. Let's get him to watch Ed Gein. Thank
Not
you.
happening. All right, that's it for this week's NMR. We will be back later this week or next week, depending on if you're a Patreon subscriber, with an all new full episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.